You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
What it is, what's up? My mic was muted, so you got that exciting music effect as I faded up and down in anger. Anybody that listens to any of my podcasts recently has heard the well-documented stress that I've had over my computer system fucking with me, but hey, we're through it. It's Saturday morning. It's 9 a.m. in sunny Perth, West Australia. I've even got the windows open. I don't know if my guest today can see over my shoulder. It probably just looks like bright light, but we're in the city of Perth and it's sunny morning and we're going to have a nice leisurely chat with my coffee wherever it's gone. And today's Anything Goes. And I'm here with my homie Alex from Vinyls and Violence. What up, mate?
What's up?
Hey, how we doing?
Happy to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. What time is it there? 9 p.m., right?
It's 9 p.m. here. Nice and late. Not super late, but...
Yeah. Late-ish.
Yeah.
Somewhat late. We were supposed to speak 2 hours ago, so there's that. Sorry about it.
It's all good. I ain't doing nothing tonight.
Yeah.
Boring Friday night.
Yeah. You've been playing PlayStation, chilling out.
Yeah, I'm playing Harry Potter on the PlayStation.
Avo cadavering people. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, something like that.
Avada Kedavra, I think it is. I think it is. My friend Adele would be so pissed at me. I fucked that up. So anyway, it's Anything Goes. We're talking shit. Before we get, we've got like a little topic that we've worked up, but before we jump into it, how's your week been? What's been the haps? What are you doing?
I mean, work's been a little crazy, but I don't think it's been as bad as yours. It's just been a little stressful for me.
Yeah. You've been out in the world. Last time I talked to you, you were like, yeah, I was at a casino today at lunchtime. And I was like, what are you talking about?
I'm there every day. So
yeah,
it's nothing unusual. Yeah, it's part of my work day.
Yeah.
Sometimes I stay a little extra.
Oh, yeah. You get into the gambling or just hanging out, have a drink?
Just because I don't want to go back to work.
Oh, it just takes a little bit longer than intended. I see how it goes.
Yeah.
Well, you got to do it. You know, you're doing your due diligence. You can't just run out of there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nice. Absolutely. And just talk about what you do. You work in like water, right?
I'm like water treatment. I basically just go around to different facilities, test water, and make sure the facility's water is drinkable, which, you know, I've worked there for 2.5 years and I've never had an issue where I had to tell people that their water was not drinkable. So
I don't
know what I'm going to do that when that day comes. I might just quit. But
so you're like, I'm not like Homer Simpson. You're like, you're not trained for it. You just leave.
Yeah, exactly. Take my badge off.
I remember the first time that you told me where you worked or one of the places you worked, because you also do this at a prison. And yes. I remember you telling me like that you walk into work and you got to walk past the yards and they're, you know, the prisoners sometimes will talk a bit of shit, call out at you, call your names, and you're just like, hope you enjoy drinking chlorine for the next 6 hours. Sorry, motherfuckers.
Yeah. I hope no one I work with ever listens to this. Pure joke.
Just dice it up a little bit spicier, man. The water that day or what? Yeah.
No, they're like right across the fence and they just yell the craziest stuff. And I'm like, you guys are, I guess you don't have anything to lose, but I mean, that's kind of ballsy.
So funny. Do you ever speak back to them or not?
Oh, we're not allowed to.
Oh yeah. You just keep going.
Yeah. If you like acknowledge them at all, like you could get in trouble.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. That's what I've been told. So I just look at the ground. So
yeah, exactly. Just keep on stepping. You don't need that attention in your life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Some of them will say, like, let me get a cigarette. And I'm like, how would I even get it to you, even if I wanted to? Like, so I don't even know. I think they're just trying to get, like, me to look over or something.
They're just bored, man. They're just trying to interact with people. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they're just like.
Trying to flex on me hard from across the fence.
Yeah, exactly. They're just like, I just need to do something to fucking entertain myself. So, you know. And also, I think people that are maybe in a position of, like, you know, captivity, maybe feel good when they're able to flex any kind of power over anybody else, because they normally feel quite powerless. So it's quite sad.
I mean, it is quite possibly the worst flex, but if you're going to flex it there, I guess that's where to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Possibly the worst flex of all time, but there you go. So
yeah,
anyway, I obviously, for those, most people know, I work at a music store. So I'm out here in these streets, and I've recently taken a new job in education. So I deal with schools and quotes and helping them with stuff, which is really fun, but it'll see me out on the road. It'll see me doing different things. So yeah, I've been quite liking it. And then besides that, I've been rehabbing this fucking wrist I broke off. I've definitely told that story on this podcast, 100%. I probably told it to you. But yeah, I'm getting there now, and then I'm starting to play bass again, because we have a show rapidly approaching on October 5th. My band that hasn't played together in like 5 to 7 years, and it is not fresh in my mind. So I'm going to get it going.
I'm excited to see footage of that.
Yeah, there'll be some for sure. Me and the guitarist were actually going to jam last night, but after the week I had, I was just like, I can't do it, man. It cannot be done.
Yeah.
Like I hadn't even had a chance to look at that 4-string bastard. It's in that cupboard over there. Like, it was just too much. And I was like, I won't even be able to fully, you know, like when your brain is so cooked, like, and I've got so much stuff on the go and so many things I need to jump into at the start next weekend. I was like, anything we even talk about or play or whatever, it just won't stay. It just won't. Like, my fucking head is mush right now. So we just need to do it another day when I've got time to process everything, you know?
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. You told me you were in several bands that were never really bands, didn't you say? You were
one, definitely. We lasted a day.
One day.
Yeah, we got together and one of the drummer for it was actually in a pretty decent band now called Golgothan.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely look them up if you're listening to this. They're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But the other two guys I just lost contact with, nothing against them. I'm sure they're doing okay.
It's just life.
We got together one time and we practiced in this dude's shed and got the cops called on us for a noise violation.
And then never did it again.
We went straight to the other guy's house and we never even played there. We just like did stupid stuff. Like he lived on this lake. So we were just like getting in these like Barbie doll kids' cars and pushing each other in the water. and then we never saw each other again.
it was the perfect day. We never needed to speak again after that.
Exactly. I hope they're doing well.
Yeah, exactly. Peace, Tom. Yeah, I was kind of lucky in that our band was like always the one band. Like, so we kind of started playing bass because I moved to Perth, so I moved to the Big Smoke, as it were, for uni, and then I moved in with my, like, best mate and his family. Him and his family moved to Perth a couple of years, you know, before the end of school or whatever, like at the end of primary school. So I did high school in Geraldton, which is kind of the other side. So I grew up in Dongara, then I went to high school in Geraldton, and then I moved to Perth. So this is like leveling up in size of town, you know what I mean? And so I moved in with Sean and his family, and Sean's dad used to play bass when he was younger. And so Sean was learning bass. And I remember being like, I fucking hate hearing this bass shit, man. Like, because he's just, you know, practicing scales and shit like that. And it's just through a little practice amp, so there's no tone or anything. It just sounds like shit. And I was like, fuck, I don't care about this. But as I lived there, like over the first year, we started getting more and more into like punk music and heavier stuff and things like that. And he, being who he is, he sort of moved on from the bass pretty quick. He's the kind of person that gets really good at stuff really quick, but then doesn't stick with them. He has to find like the next thing, right? And that's sort of been his entire life. I don't really see him that – well, I see him never – occasionally I'll hear from him, but like he's just always on to like the next thing, you know? So he had jumped over onto guitar and then the bass was just sitting there, right? And he was doing that. I was like, maybe I could fucking play bass. So I started to teach myself bass, learning pop punk songs and things like that. And then I was going to university and I was in classes with this guy, Adrian, And I started like hanging out with them on the weekends or going out drinking on a weekday or whatever. And I met his mate, James, who was his best friend. Now, James has always been a bit of a singer and his brother was a guitarist. And they were like, you know, we were all talking and stuff. And it's like, oh, yeah, we should form a band. So we got in a jam room or whatever. Now, Sean's involvement with us didn't last too long. He, like I said, moved on to the next thing. He was playing keys next and then he was on to whatever. So he was sort of part of the band in its nucleus but was never really in the band long term. You know, he moved on. But the main three of me, James and Matto are still very close friends to this day. And through all the – we formed Discord. We got in a drummer and things like that. And then through all the different iterations of the band, it was always us three, like always. So I was very lucky in that like all the like long-running bands, it revolves around that friendship, right? Like finding the right members. And if you can find the right dudes, then you can make it happen. Because at the end of the day, if you play for long enough and practice long enough, you can do it too, you know? But it's – you need to find fucking steady people that you can rely on, yeah. You know. And so, and yeah, and then we did it for, geez, over 10 years. Then we had I think like 5 years when we finished up the band, we weren't a band for about 5 years maybe. Then we did a reunion show where we were invited to play this like festival thing. We went and did that, which was really fun. Though, fuck, I felt it on my old body, I tell you what. I felt like I'd been hit by a car after that set. And then now it's been another 5 to 7 years, whatever it is, and we've been invited to do the same thing again. But now we all, except for Owen, who was our like kind of lead guitarist, I guess you'd say, he now lives like really far down south, so he's not readily around. But we were already talking, me, James and Matt and Tim, who was our last drummer, who we're also good mates with, about being a band again anyway, because the main reason we stopped is – everybody sort of moved away, but now we're all back. You know, now that James lives here in Perth again, we're like, maybe we could just be Discord again. Like, we could put on shows, you know. Yeah. And then we've started to talk about doing a tribute show too, because in Perth, tribute bands are huge at the moment. Like, everybody will just do, like, we're a Deftones tribute act called this, and we're going to play fucking White Pony It's in entirety on this Friday night. And everybody goes. You know?
Okay.
And so we're like, well, let's just do them for the bands that we like, because like I went to that Deftones thing and I paid $30 and the place was fucking packed. So we're going to do a Killswitch Engage one. Cash in. Nice. Cash in on the lads. So that's what we're going to do. But first I need to learn to play bass again. So that's where I'm at.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I know how to play bass, but I need to make my head work at the speed it needs to play metal songs, you know. The thing. But yeah, we'll get there. It's already there. It just gets sore pretty quick, you know, like down here on the underside of my wrist, like where that tendon is, it does get pretty sore. But really, I just need to fucking apply myself. I've been so busy. So anyway, that's a quick music history lesson. And it seems appropriate now, and I didn't even plan this segue to be this good, Alex, but we're here to talk about music today because we're going to talk about our favorite wrestling themes.
Yeah.
Yeah. From like each company. So what are we doing? We're doing a WWE each, an AEW each, an indie each, and then a wild card. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I came up with. And then we were going to post them on socials maybe for a few days. And if any of the listeners want to vote and get in on the action, and we can see who had the biggest, likings or whatever you want to call it. Whoever
exactly.
Wins. I don't know. There's no winner or loser. It's just for fun.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there is a winner. It's always a competition. No. You are correct.
Well, but I mean, that's how my brain is working right now. I just don't exactly know how to make something winner. Like, what declares you the winner, I don't know. But
okay, then. So do you want to go first then? You want to tell us what do you want to start with? Do you want to start from biggest? Do you want to start with WWE?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so let's have a listen, just a brief snippet of your WWE theme. So why don't you tell the people what it is?
So it's Bobby Roode's theme. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say it's my favorite theme of all time, but of recent, I love that theme so much. And
Is this the new version, or is this like the original one he used to have in NXT? What are we looking at here?
Yeah, the NXT one. I mean, that's the, I think that's the only one that he had in his WWE run the time he was there. Uh-huh. And the, and until he was in tag teams later on.
Before the
end. But I love this theme so much. It's like one of my ringtones on my phone to this day.
Sometimes
I set it as my my alarm to wake up in the morning. It just gets me going.
All right. Well, let's I'm going to hit it to give the people a listen. I should have just played it, and then that way it would be a surprise for the listeners. But we'll do that with the future ones. But to give everybody a reminder of what it is, here it is. Glorious. No, I won't give in. When he debuted as this like gimmick in NXT, it was the coolest shit in the world. Like, like it was viral, right? Like everybody loved this, and people were doing like their own. They were doing like glorious bombs, right? Like where they'd be doing a video, and then it would hit, and everybody'd be doing the thing. Like all the superstars were doing it and stuff like that. What's were you into it at the time?
Doing that.
What's that?
What was that?
Tommaso Ciampa and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. They were doing that little like viral thing where he would pop up in the background when the song started playing. Mm-hmm. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, absolutely. What's he doing these days? I'm not really up on my WWE, but I need to get back into it a bit.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not 100% sure, but I think he just like works backstage at WWE.
Oh, right. He's just smoking out the back and catering.
I think he does something that's not a wrestling role.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's still there.
All right, then. Well, I look forward to seeing what's next from him. Are you ready to hear my theme?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to announce it and I'm going to immediately hit it and then we'll discuss it. And it's obviously the greatest WWF theme of all time. And that's Badass Billy Gunn's Mr. Ass Man. Let's go.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I'm an ass man.
Okay, so that's obviously the best theme of all time. Anybody that wasn't in that era, though, that must seem unhinged, like that theme. Like, unhinged. At the time, to me, it was the coolest fucking shit. He was the coolest motherfucker in wrestling, and that was, like, the coolest theme.
Yeah, I remember me and my brother used to have this toy when we were kids, and it was, like, a Titantron. Uh-huh. And you put one of the wrestlers that had the little, like, metal feet on the Titantron, and it would somehow register on this toy to play.
Oh, hell yeah.
Theme song.
That's sick.
And his was on there. And it was always like, I just remember being a kid every single time his music hit. And like, I don't know, it'd always be so awkward. I don't know. It was just because we were kids. We were like, oh God, it's a bad word. I mean, we were real young, so.
Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah, you would have like been playing it back all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. Like, it's a bit gimmicky, so obviously I had to go for it. There's so many good, like, classic WWE and WWF themes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like Bret Hart and Stone Cold and Shawn Michaels and Kane when he did Slow Chemical, sick. Like, there's and also they went through that whole era where you could just, like, CM Punk is coming out to Killswitch Engage and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's heaps of dope stuff, but I couldn't go past Ass Man because it's just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. Now, the next one, we've got an AEW theme, right? Now, you are next. So let's cue this one up. Here we go. Why don't you tell the people who it is, and then I'll hit play.
It is Jay Lethal's theme.
Okay, Lethal Injection, Jay Lethal, second AEW entrance theme, go. Okay, so first thing, now that's the first time I've ever really paid attention to that, but now I listen to it. That sounds like they went, hey, Jay, what do you want your entrance theme to be? And he would have said, if it could sound like Static X, that would be cool.
Specifically the song Push It by Static X.
Exactly.
Like, it's like the same song.
Fun callback to our band. We supported Static X one time. Back when Wayne was alive. That's fun, though. But, yeah, it's sometimes those themes where they're like, oh, we'll just make our own version of the thing. It's like, dude, come on.
I think this one works, though.
It does work.
A little Black Machismo action at the beginning.
Yeah, I like that. It's got that kind of thing. That Black Machismo stuff is some of the funniest shit in wrestling. Like,
oh yeah,
he's so good at doing that Ric Flair impersonation. And then when they have that Ric Flair off, it's just like so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. And it's been interesting. I've been enjoying the sort of face turn that we've seen from Jeff Jarrett, actually. I can't talk about Jay Lethal and not quickly mention Jeff Jarrett because I haven't really, you know, I've kind of liked them together. And then when they did that Owen Hart thing, they're like, we need Jeff Jarrett to be a face real quick because it's going to fight Hangman. They just had him cut that promo about Owen Hart. It was so good. All righty. Who do I have for my AEW theme? I use this as an opportunity to cheat and actually choose a New Japan theme. And it's the Rainmakers theme. Here we go. Okay, it's so good. It's just rocking. It's got the coin flip at the start. If anybody knows my other podcast, Ichiban Sweetcast, it used to be called Okada Shorts. And we have our own version of this theme. Like, well, we stole the coin flip and then we have like a different song and shit. So it's a song that I hold really close to me. Plus, when we were at our peak New Japan fandom, going to Wrestle Kingdoms and shit in Japan, people still pay with a lot of cash. And so you would quite often hear people dropping coins in the street. And whenever you would hear anybody drop a coin, we'd be like, da-na-na-na-na, like wherever we were. So, yeah, it's always a good one. Do you like this one? I mean, you're not really a New Japan guy, so have you become a bit more familiar with it through AEW?
Yeah, a little bit. And then especially today, just kind of brushing up for, you know, this, because I thought we were going to pick a New Japan theme and I just didn't have the time to really like do a whole lot of research on New Japan theme.
Sure.
But that's one of the ones I listened to. I listened to all the big dogs over there. And
yeah.
Some of them just sound like Sonic Adventure stage music to me.
Yeah, that's a very New Japan thing. You know what I mean? That like Japanese like kind of two bitty type thing. But it also in the moment, in the vibe, when it's in a stadium, they're coming out, they're wearing these huge coats with all these feathers on and it's playing that, like, it just hits, you know what I mean? But to just listen to it on your phone out of context, it doesn't really hit. I found the same. I was trying to look through. I'm like, who really hits for me? And I've got like a few honorable mentions, like Goto's theme is epic. Suzuki's, I should have fucking told you to check out Suzuki's, is so good.
Oh, I forgot about
Naito's. Suzuki's is so good. And probably deserves an honorable mention. But, yeah, there's heaps of good ones. But either way, Okada's was always my favorite. So I cheated. And it's still technically an AEW theme now. So there you go. All right. Next up is Mr. Alex's indie pick. And who you got for us?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep it plain and simple here. Mm-hmm. I'm going Gage from the Bell Tolls. Can't go wrong.
Let's hear it. I actually don't think I can, like, I've played 30 seconds of it. I'm not sure how long I can play before I, like, breach copyright, and that song has a very long intro. But you are correct. When that fucking, like, gong hits and it starts up and Gage is coming out at, like, a GCW show or something, it's a mosh pit in that fucking place. Now, you've probably even seen that happen live. I obviously haven't.
Oh, yeah.
It must be electric, right?
That's why I picked it. I mean, I'm not the biggest Metallica fan in the world. Don't hate him or anything like that. Don't care for the song outside of even wrestling. But in wrestling, especially when you're there, you hear that gong and you know exactly what is about to happen. And that's why I think it is one of the best indie theme songs out there, just because you immediately, you don't even have to turn around and look for a second and go, who was this again? You just know right off the bat.
Yeah, you just know shit's about to go down.
Bum rushing the entrance ramp.
Yeah.
And it's just about to be pure chaos the whole time he's coming out, and it's so fun.
Yeah, that's sick. That's an absolutely great choice. He's absolutely epic. Actually, just a quick note on Gage. I saw him at the recent TOS, you know, obviously on the screen and stuff like that, not in person because I'm not there. But he's looking better, man. Like, for a while, he's sort of like his physicality, he'd been injured and his health, like, he was not looking good. He's looking healthy. He looks like he could maybe go again, right?
Oh yeah, no, he's one of those who always fluctuates, it seems like. But yeah, recently he's looking real good.
Yeah, when he's like at peak, you know, just got out of prison fitness, that's some of the best games you'll ever see. He's fucking hard.
Yeah, he was a monster.
Yeah, absolutely. It was literally terrifying. That's what got me into it. I'm like, what, this guy actually died in a death match and he's now fresh out of prison? Like, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? Like,
what an animal.
Yeah.
I love the man.
Yeah, he's so fucking good. All right. For my indie theme, I decided to shout out a homie, and plus I had to choose an Australian artist as well. So it's going to be Goanna Solid Rock, which is Joel Bateman's theme. Here we go.
Nice.
There we go. Living on. Oh, it's so good. And the lyrics, you know, obviously tie into who Joel is and like the didgeridoo and everything like that. His culture and his people and stuff like that. I think it's just like the perfect song for him. And I also think it's just like a great classic Australian rock song as well. Were you familiar with it before you ever saw Joel Bateman? Probably not, eh?
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
It's absolutely a banger though, hey?
Yeah, I was one of those ones where after the first time I saw him live, I had to like go in a group or ask him. I can't remember what I did, but I was like, what is that song? Because I have a playlist that I like to keep up with just wrestling themes.
Oh, you have to link me that.
So. I don't keep up with it as much as I used to, but I will link it.
You need to get on it, and you need to keep me informed, so I am informed.
Yeah. Sure.
Absolutely, because this next one I did that you picked, I didn't know off the top of my head, and then when you pointed out who it was, I was like, oh, of course I actually know who this is. So
I have never heard of it until I heard him come out to it, and I have a reason why I picked it.
All right, which, then. Well, why don't you tell everybody what it is, and I'll hit it.
Oh, I don't even remember what it's called off the top of my head now.
Oh, well, I'll introduce it for you. It is Jax Jones, DOD, Inner Worldson, Won't Forget You, Donk Edit, featuring the Blackout Crew. Jesus Christ, that's a mouthful.
It's got to be the Donk Edit.
It's got to be the Donk Edit. Here we go. Hit it. Donk it again. Blackout's back and we're donking again. We got the call from Jax Jones. I should be stopping it, but I'm just donking too hard. That's very fun. Though I think I heard like a 2 second sample of DJ Khaled, so I'm sure he'll be coming for the podcast. He'll be coming for a fucking piece of our profits, which there are none. So I'll be going into the black. Thanks.
So me and a buddy went to Mania weekend in Philly this year. We didn't go to Mania or anything, but we hit up a bunch of the indie shows, you know. Mm-hmm. But I swear, I didn't know much about Big Lou Nixon. That's whose theme that is.
Yeah.
Until this weekend. And when I swear we went to either 6 or 7 or maybe even 8 throughout the week wrestling shows over like a span of like 4 days. Because I had to work that weekend. I had to go home. I only did the weekday stuff that week. Mm-hmm. He was on every single show I went to. Every single one of them, except for maybe one. I think it was the H2O show at the beginning of the week.
Yeah.
So I heard that song by the end of the week going back. I was like, I had the song stuck in my head and I didn't even know what it was. So ever since then, I'm like, for a while, it was my number one song on my on repeat on Spotify. That's how much I listened to it.
Yeah. Wow. It is very fun. I remember hearing him come out and I was like, what the fuck is this? And I didn't know until you told me right now, but it's a fun track. And like, such a choice for him as well.
Yeah, it was crazy. He was on everything we went to Bloodsport. He was on Bloodsport. We went to Casanova Valentine's skate park show. He was on that from the biggest stuff of the weekend down to the smaller events. He was on them. That man killed it that weekend.
Yeah.
So
he's a weapon, eh? He's an absolute weapon.
He's great. And he's a super nice guy.
Oh, great. I'm going to have to get him on the show. There was briefly an opportunity to maybe chat to him the other week, but it didn't line up. I haven't met him, but I have a lot of mutual friends with him. And obviously I do the commentary for Bleeding Gums. So yeah, I'm looking to get that happening.
He was really nice. He just seemed a little reserved. I don't know if maybe he just had a lot. I'm sure he had a lot going on.
Sure. He did.
But yeah, he wasn't as not that he wasn't friendly. He was very friendly. I mean, he was really, really nice, but he was a little more to himself, I should say.
Yeah, I'm sure that kind of WrestleMania where he spoke to 1,000 fucking people and did 1,000 matches, he's probably absolutely cooked. But
I'm not saying that. Any negative
connotation
to it. So whatsoever.
Yeah, absolutely. No, yeah. Just a little bit quiet. Lou, if you listen to this, we'll tee it up. If not, I'll get at you anyway. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
My wild card pick, I had to choose. If I was going to choose a wild card, I had to use the opportunity to put over one of my boys from here at Dude, Where's My Ring in Perth, and that is East London Ultra Violence, James Hartness, and he comes out to Alpha Wolf, Akodama. Watch the bodies! So I just, like, love this song. Like, whenever he comes out, it's just such a fucking banger. Like, he just crushes the place. And he's, like, a fucking dude that I really rate, like, as a friend and as a wrestler. Whenever he fucking comes out, it just feels like the fucking main event to me. I fucking absolutely love it. Not that the others don't.
What was his name one more time?
James Hartness.
Okay, I'm about to follow him.
Yeah, absolutely. Need to get it, James. He's obviously on all the Dude, Where's My Ring shows. He was in the last Dream tournament that Deathmatch Down Under did as well. Yeah,
I've definitely seen him then.
Yeah, absolutely.
The ones that streamed. Okay, cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you would have seen him. You would have seen him wrestle Clint at Dude, Where's My Ring. You would have seen him wrestle Neil Diamond Cutter at Dream.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He's been in a few different
things. I know I watched that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay. You know him when you see him. You absolutely know him when you see him. If people haven't seen him before, check him out. Hang on, I'll get you his Instagram. It is at, just because he's a, you know, he's an Australian guy, so James Hartness, PW, JameshartnessPW. Check him out. It's my homie. He's a good dude. Absolutely. There's also an interview with him on this feed, Faces and Feels. You can check out his interview where I give him shit that, because he is actually from England. I talk about him being a sickly orphan that when he was once moved to Australia, he then gained the power to be a wrestler. So, true story. Because he actually was very sick when he moved here. That's where they moved him here, to get him to like a better climate and shit. And then here you go.
Really?
And now he's like an absolute weapon. So, there you go.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Now, do we want to do, before we wrap this up, that was all very fun. All these are going to go up and to like on a poll or something. It sounds like a job for Alex more than me, but we're going to do something. We're going to follow through with this after this is edited and up. Do you want to do a quick bonus round of, if you were a pro wrestler, what intro would you theme? They tell you right now, you're about to go through the curtain. You need to have a theme, kid. What song do you want on?
Oh, man. Yeah, we can do this.
Yeah.
I had a song picked, you know, it was more for just like a random song that I think would make a good entrance name, but shit, I'll use it for mine if I had to.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me just cue them up. So if you want to send me yours. Okay, here we go. We're going to start with Alex's theme first. Oh, yep, there we go. So it's just Gideon Bite Down. It's playing. Is it playing?
Yeah.
Or is that an app? Here we go. That's Gideon Bite Down, people. Yep. Check it out. Probably, I'm actually just going to like bang that later and listen to the whole song, but that is fucking, you're clearly a heel at this stage.
Yeah. Ever since I heard that song, I was like, this would make an awesome theme song. Even the lyrics and everything sound like a theme song.
Yeah.
So
it's cool. And that absolutely sounds like it's a pro wrestler's theme.
It's got that vibe to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I wonder if you know this song. This is always my favorite song. And anytime any wrestlers I know are like looking for a theme, I'm like, just make this your fucking theme, because this is the fucking best song. Now, do you know the Acacia Strain 4x4?
Yes.
Here we go. Hell yeah. I love that one. If I were you, I'd pack my bags and get the fuck out of Dodge.
I was not expecting you to pick an Acacia Strain song.
I love Acacia Strain. We got to support them here in Perth with like an hour's notice. Like we knew they were here. I had tickets to the fucking show. And then we got the call like, do you guys actually want to come and support them? And we were like, sure, I guess I don't need this ticket. I called up some homies. I'm like, what a free ticket because I'm getting in.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've seen them more than I've seen any other band live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen them 3 or 4 times here, I think. Once we played with them, maybe once at Rosemount, once at Metro's. Yeah, maybe 3 or 4. Yeah. Okay. I think, who is the band that you see? So you think they're the band you've seen live the most?
Off the top of my head, yeah, because I've been going and seeing them since like, I think the first time I saw them was in 2013, and I know that's not like the earliest, but
yeah,
the first show that I ever went to was when The Death Is the Only Immortal came out. It was the album release show was actually in Maryland here, so that was really cool.
I think the band I've seen live most, and by I don't mean like toured with or like played shows with where I saw them a lot, because the answer is probably Whitechapel. When we did our Australian tour with them, we did like a lot of shows. And so that's like a straight run like around Australia of like a lot of shows and regional shows and stuff. So that ticks up. But I think like the band that I've paid the most money to like go see as tickets is probably Every Time I Die. I've seen them so many fucking times, like here in Perth. Like anytime they come, we would go. But then also they've been on festivals, and I've also seen them in other states. Like I've just seen that band so many fucking times.
I saw Every Time I Die with the Acacia Strain.
Oh, that's sick. That's absolutely sick.
Yeah, that was a long time ago too. That might have even been – no, it wasn't before that last one. But that was an awesome show. It was them two, 100th, and Vanna.
Yeah, cool.
That show was sick. Yeah.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Who else – I've seen Let Live a lot too. Just because
I've never seen them, and I'm very jealous.
They're really cool. They're obviously a fucking great band. And when they were here on the Soundwave? On the Soundwave tour, we ended up becoming friends with the guitarist Jeff, like really early on, like at their first sideshow. He was just there and we were just drinking and hanging out. They were playing like a sideshow with like Dillinger Escape Plan or something. Or was it Every Time I Die and Dillinger Escape Plan was playing a sideshow and he was just there? I don't remember. But we became friends with Jeff and we were already going to everything because they were like our favorite band on the thing. But we ended up like fucking just watching them side of stage at like all the shows and stuff. And like they were doing this thing because it was The Black Is Beautiful where once per show they would bring out a fan in like the bag. You know, like on the cover of the album, the bag on the head, and they'd stand up in the front of the stage and you get photos and stuff. And Amy was the bag girl for Perth, which is cool. But they were doing so many sideshows and we went to all those as well. So we've seen them so many times in that era. Like,
that's really cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And like, we still speak to Jeff on Facebook and stuff now because then they did another tour here called Unify. And they were sort of in a bit of a bad way at that point. Like, they were still playing well, but I could tell they just weren't, like, happy. I don't know whether it was with each other or the band or whatever, but they weren't the same people. Like, it had been, like, a year, and I was like, yo, you good, man? Like, they were fucking not having a good time. And then the band broke up, and then now they're going to be doing, like, a return tour kind of thing. And we were like, let's fucking go. So
you've seen them post about that. I hope that's true.
Yeah. Cause if you get the opportunity, you should see them while they can. They're so fucking good life. They're such a good band, dude. Like, yeah, it was a real fucking shame when they finished up. Did you check out that stuff? If anybody isn't familiar, so Jason Butler, who was the singer, went on to do a band called Fever 333, which is now
Pressure Cracks.
Hey?
He also does Pressure Cracks too.
Yes, and like Fever 333, I think is finished. But the other two guys from Fever 333 have done a new band called House of Protection, and it's just a two piece, just both of them singing. Did I send you the link to this?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I got to send it to you. But check them out; they've done 3 tracks. The videos are sick. It's like the guitarist and the drummer, and they both sing. They're both really good singers and screamers as well. And that shit to me is I liked it a lot better than Fever 333. I was like,
I thought Fever 333 just put a new song out.
Well, maybe Fever 333 is just him. Actually, you know what? It's just him and new guys now. It's not.
Gotcha.
It's a different band. Like, it's not those two anymore. and they've started House of Protection. But they've only released like 3 songs, and it's fucking sick. I'll send it to you. But yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So anyway, this has been a fun music episode. We end up doing even more than we thought. We've done like 45 minutes of fucking music chat, which is really fun.
Yeah, I love it.
So this is, yeah, exactly. Well, 90% of what you and I speak about is like music and then 10% wrestling. So this works out quite well. So yeah, hell yeah. That's anything goes for the week, guys. Thanks for your time, Alex. It's been a super fun chat, my dude.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. So what are we going to do? What do you want to do with this poll stuff? Should we maybe
wait till the episode comes out?
Yeah, wait till the episode comes out. And then once it's out, maybe you could build a poll because I don't want to do it. And then I'll reach
out. It was my idea anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You created extra work. You could do it. And then I'll obviously share it over on the Faces and Feels account and stuff like that.
Sure.
And people can let us know. And if people have had fun with dumb, like a dumb rating episode like this, we can do more of them on different things, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be super fun. All right. Well, everybody out there, rate and subscribe, listen or die. And remember, it's all about peace, love, and pro wrestling. Peace out. Thanks for listening. Faces and Feels is a proud member of the Count Out Podcasting Network. It is created and hosted by me, Rafe Houston, edited by myself and the amazing Ryan Neitzy. And the show is available on all good podcast platforms, so please go rate and subscribe. You can follow the show everywhere on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, etc. at Faces Feels Cast. And you can check out the Count Out Network and all our sister shows over there at Count Out Pod. If you'd like to book me for commentary, have an interview request, a topic suggestion, or you just want to say hi, you can email us at facesandfeels@gmail.com. With all that said, thanks for listening and please support our friends and sponsors. Peace.
My body is a roadmap of pain.
DeathmatchWorldwide.com, the official online merchandise store that is only for Deathmatch Wrestling. Featuring official t-shirts from No Peace Underground, John Wayne Murdoch, Akira, Madman Pondo, Zona 23, Neil Diamond Cutter, G Raver, Schlack, Necro Butcher, and many more. If you are a deathmatch wrestler, promotion, manager, or platform and are interested in joining the web store, send us an email to deathmatchworldwide@yahoo.com. Deathmatchworldwide.com for the final few.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Hello, my name is Jessica and I'm the host of Jumping Knee Pod, a modern day All Japan podcast. Join me and a guest each month as we cover all that went down in the ring, outside of the ring and everywhere else. Big title matches, tournaments, character arcs, storytelling, feuds and more. It's all covered on Jumping Knee Pod. Look out for a bonus episode every once in a while covering a variety of All Japan topics. So make sure you tune into Jumping Knee Pod. It's a new All Japan podcast for a new All Japan era.